10% already belongs to God. You can keep it if you want to, but it belongs to the Father. And then after that, that just takes away the curse. It says, and offerings. You can be a God robber just by not participating in offerings. Now, what do you mean by offerings, Brother Rod? I don't mean just throw anything on. Whenever an offering is taken, you have to talk to Jesus. And you have to open yourself up to the Holy Ghost. It's just not like that's all God wants you to do. What do you mean, offerings? That means you have to be open to the Holy Spirit. Don't close your heart. Don't be afraid during offering time. When you tithe, that'll remove the curse. But when you sow offerings, that offering gets blessed. Say, I will not be a God robber. The tithe is where it starts, and the offering is where it gets real good. Now, when you rob God, when you're a God robber, now the Bible says, when do you rob God? Who robs God? Somebody say, anybody that does not pay tithe and offerings. Now, an offering can be anything. That's what's neat about an offering. An offering can be 50 cents if you've asked God about it. An offering can be a dollar. You can get away with putting 50 cents or 2 pennies in the offering as long as you talk to God about it. You know, whenever an offering's taken, let me tell you what an offering is. An offering is you have to open up your heart and say, Holy Ghost, what should I do? And the Holy Ghost will lead you in that area as to what you do. You never know. That might be the entrance to your blessing. There was a sister in here that told me she was believing God for something. And she said, listen, I'm going to sow. And you don't sow your tithe. That's crazy. How are you going to sow something that belongs to God? Don't name your seed when it's a tithe. Say, my tithe doesn't belong to me. That means you can't, that means that's not even seed you can name. It's already named. It's God's. Okay? That's already gone. Somebody said they got to the point, they said they were believing God for something that they probably couldn't afford. They didn't know how God was going to do it, but they just opened their heart up to God, and God showed them something. They said, I'm going to sow and name this seed, and I think it came back over 10 times more than what the person sowed. They named that offering, and they made a covenant with God, and they made a vow, and God met it. And God will do that. I tell you what, I'd rather be in the game playing than out of the game. I tell you what, it's a whole lot better to be in the ring than out of the ring. I can't tell you how much. Nobody actually. I went to a church and I saw people tithing in church. I would see them. They'd get up in line and I saw people just being able to do that. Nobody told me how to start. Nobody told me how to do it. They get up there and beg for money. But begging for money is not teaching me the Bible. Begging for money is just say, hey, they need money. And I say, I need money too. But they never taught me the principle. And I had been there for years and years and years. You know, years and years and years. Watching everybody go by and never knowing that I could start small and work my way up. I could just start. And I would have had fruit already. I would have been living in fruit. I guarantee you, when money doesn't come in, you know what I look back? I look back for the years and the time that I should have been sowing. You know the devil can't do a thing to you that you don't open the door for? Guess what? What you don't have is a result of what you didn't hear the Holy Ghost in the areas of what you should give. Period. There are a lot. You can be just as sweet as you want to. Amen. But you can get a whole lot of people real sweet giving you hugs and still being broke because you reap what you sow. God wants us to be blessed, and this is how we get blessed, by obeying the Word of God. And you see so many things and so many ways that people just trip, all right? He says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. And he was talking about the people that had a covenant with him. Now somebody said, now that's the old covenant, and that's the law. Anybody ever heard that before? We're redeemed from the curse of the law. I tell you what, they were tithing. Before they even had the covenant. The tithe was established even before they had the Abrahamic covenant. And then Jesus said, listen, you tithe and you do all these other things, and you know, but he said you should have tithed and done all those other things and not left out the other. So Jesus believed in the tithe. Jesus told him that they should be tithing. So if Jesus said you should be tithing, guess what? We need to be tithing. Then that's just between you and God. That's just between you and God. God will always find a way to have his needs met. But if you want to be blessed, you must tithe. If you don't tithe, you're a robber. It's easy. And I tell you what, if you can't tithe on $50, guess what? You're not going to be tithing on $50,000. You won't be. Somebody says, as soon as I get it, boy, once I get it, it'll really come. No, it won't. The Bible says, he who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. So while you don't got a lot now, practice. Practice with your little bit of stuff. I can tell you what, you know, the Bible just says that there are thieves and robbers and stuff like that. We can get in here, dance, shout, scream, holler, roll on the floor. And the last thing we do, you know, many times in churches, you can get up there. Everything that we do in the house of God is a form of worship. You know, and people think, you get up there, you start the worship service, and it's important for everybody to worship. It's important for everybody to hear the word. But when the offering time comes, guess what? Holy Ghost is not going to have you do anything other than what you can do. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your means. So many people will shout, dance, and scream and holler. They'll shout, scream, and holler, and at the last thing they do in a service, we take the offering. So here we go. We come in here, we shout, we sing, we dance, we get healed, we fall out, we get a good word, and before we walk out the door, we steal. Thank you very much, Jesus. Don't let the last thing that you do when you go out the door, don't let the last thing you leave in is sin. So we don't want to rob God in the area of tithe, nor do we want to rob God in the area of offering. There is such a thing as offerings. I tell you what, the word of God is good. I tell you what, yeah, and alms, which you see out there. When you come in here, you see that flower out there in the hallway? The flower out there, the flour and rice out there. You know what that is? That's alms. People are in need. You know what that is? That is alms. And the Bible says, when you sow alms, guess what you're doing? That is a loan to God. And he will repay you. So you're just not throwing a rice bag up there. God says, I owe you some flour. I owe you a couple shirts. When you see somebody in need of a car and you sow a car, God says, listen, Brother Rod, I owe you a car. See, there are different things. See, you pay your tithes in church, but when you sow out and when you do things for people that are in need, guess what? God owes that to you. So in those areas, we want to be very cautious on how we do things. It says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Lord have mercy. It says, bring. Well, I tell you what, if you got paid, or if God blessed you in any way, just because I've been blessed that week, I've got to go to church. Why? Because you got to bring it. That's reason enough to go to church. I've got to go to church solely for the purpose of what? I've got to pay God. I've got to bring it. It says, bring it into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. What does food mean? Well, food, I mean, God doesn't need to eat chicken and rice. And the house is the kingdom of God. The house is the kingdom of God. The house is the local church. It said, bring it in that there might be food. What do you mean food? A good word. Spiritual food. I mean, you eat good food. And if we honor, I tell you what, do you know the body of Christ as a whole would be on the increase, and we'd be in increase if they just had McDonald's prices at the local church. And there are some places you go to, you just can't sit in there. They come right up to you and say, what will you be having? Well, it's the same thing with the house of God. It's the same thing with the things of God. The Bible says when you receive the good milk, if the word's no good, run someplace where it's good. Listen, for that word to really do something in you, there's a scriptural principle. When you receive a truth, you sow a truth. It's good teaching. That there may be food in my house and test me. Now wherewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you guess what? You can't open the windows of heaven. You can't do it. I mean, I need an open heaven. I don't know about you, but I need the windows of open heaven. I can't reach there. I cannot open the windows of heaven in and of myself, and neither can you. There is a heaven, and God wants that thing heaven. But he said, listen, you do your part on the earth, and I'll open the windows for you. God will open the windows for you. You need some help. God said, listen, I'll open the window for you. He said, I'll open the window for you. Why won't he open the window for you when you don't tithe and do offerings? Why? If you're robbing him on the earth, why is he going to open heaven up to let you get up in there and steal? The windows are locked to keep you out. Say, will I not open the window for you? Somebody say, open up, Lord, let me into the kingdom of heaven. Let me into all this good stuff. Let me in, let me in. And he said, you going to steal anymore? But when you give God your all, guess what? He will entrust everything to you. He'll open up heaven to you. He'll entrust you with the good word. He'll entrust you with abundance. He'll entrust you with the fruit. Somebody say, he'll let you in. He'll let you in. Can't get in yourself. Are you locked out of heaven? Maybe that's a good word. Does anybody see the same thing I do? It says, will I not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out what? For. He'll open heaven for you, and he'll also pour out for you. I'll service you, and I will pour out for you a blessing. I need it. I need it. God will work with you. God will work with you. Don't you know I need a blessing just as much as you need a blessing? I need God to open heaven for me and pour out for me. You're not strong enough to lift up the cup of blessing that God has. It's stuff you can't handle. He just pours it on you. How many of you like to have God pour on you? Don't you know God has the ability to pour on you? So we know that when we honor God in tithes and offerings, he will open heaven for us, and he will pour out for us, that there shall not be room. I got a lot of room. I want to get over to this thing where it says there won't be enough room. He said, I'll open up the heavens for you that there shall not be enough room. I'm tired of not having enough. I want to have not enough room. The only thing I want to be in lack of is enough space to contain what God's got for me. I'm tired. You know, you see people get these big houses and sitting in there with one sofa sitting in the middle of the room. Not enough room. Not enough. Not enough room to receive it. Say, I don't have enough room to contain all the things that the Father is trying to pour out for me. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Lord, have mercy. I mean, he'll talk to the devourer. He'll rebuke the devourer for you. I tell you what, the devourer might be your own flesh. If you don't have a heart to do it, you don't have a mind to do it, you don't have a spirit to do it, you're not strong enough to do it, you need to turn around. God says, see, will I not rebuke the devourer for you? What's been, you may be blaming the devouring on the devil. I mean, the devil didn't make you do that. See, many people devour their things. They go seeking after things of the world and lose money here, lose money there. The flesh. Flesh in control, devouring all the things of God. God wants to get you straight. He'll rebuke the devourer for you. He'll put you in. He'll get you led by the Spirit of God, and you won't waste the things of God. Devil, many times people are broke not as a result of the devil, but just dumb decisions. He'll rebuke the devourer. Every good little thing come, you gone. Anybody ever seen it before? He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast its fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. What the problem is when you're wrong from God, because you can't rob from God and keep it. Do you know that? Do you know what happens to the things that you rob from God? You know who gets it? The devil. So you don't get to keep it. God doesn't get it. You don't get to keep it. you go and give it to the devil. The minute that you sin with it is the minute that it belongs to God. That thing which you protect, amen, in obedience. The thing that you protect with your faith and with your obedience, God will preserve it and keep it for you. You know, when the devil was tempting Jesus and he said, all these things I will give you. And he said, all these things were given unto me. He said, look at all this stuff that was given to me. Who gave it to him? And the devil's saying today, look at all this stuff that was given to me. Woo-hoo! It's payday! You know, Friday come along, he said, I'll have it by Sunday. All this stuff, all these things were given unto me. When we look at these, the TV stations, we look at, you know, it's ridiculous when you look at some of the things you see on the TV. All the mess that you see on TV. And Jesus said, listen, all these things were given. The devil says, all these things were given unto me. All these things that we give the devil spending power. Go out there and get in trouble. All these things were given unto me. I'm going to tell you what. God is real. His word is real. You better stop financing the devil because you're not financing yourself. You can look around and see that you're not doing that. You can keep what you shelter in obedience. And what you refuse to give to God, guess what? It ain't staying. And I'm not saying you give everything in the offering, but you give it in your heart. What do you mean by give it in your heart? That means it's gone already. That means that whatever the Holy Ghost does, hey, it's fine. You can't keep an empty checkbook. You can't keep those things when you live in that fashion. See, will I not open the windows of heaven for you? And now, you know the truth. No matter where you go, it'll still be there. You can afford to believe God. So lift up your hands and say, I rejoice in liberty. I rejoice in grace. And I'm constantly overcoming. And I'm constantly winning. And I'm constantly growing. I'm a blessed seed. I'm the righteousness of Christ Jesus. I am Abraham's seed. I'm obedient. Therefore, I'm a miracle waiting to manifest. I'm going to try Jesus. And Jesus is going to try me. And we are going to be all right. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I give the Father authority in Jesus' name to rebuke the devourer in Jesus' name. He will not devour my seed. He will not devour my offering. He will not devour my tithe. He will not devour my time. He will not devour my family. He will not devour my ministry. Thou spirit of the devourer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I tell you to take your hands off of what belongs to God right now in the name of Jesus. Our hearts are consecrated. Therefore, our field is blessed. And I command a difference in the name of Jesus. And I pray for grace, grace, grace and mercy to overshadow your people, Father God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ washes us and cleanses us from every one of our sins and every one of our shortcomings in the name of Jesus, as if we had been tithers from the beginning of all times, Father God. We walk in that grace, Father God. We pick up the covenant of Jesus Christ. As he sowed, we sowed. We reap the benefit of the harvest in Jesus' name. And I speak to heaven in the name of Jesus. I say, receive our offerings. Receive our tithe. Receive our heart, Father God. Open up in the name of Jesus. Open up and pour out. In Jesus' name. I command it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Open up and pour out. You better get your faith on open heaven right now and start to speak and say, open up and pour out in Jesus' name. We got faith and God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.